This review is brought to you by Five Nights in Vegas, a new romance by Elizabeth Stokes. It's about meeting, getting married, and falling in love, in that order. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Amazon Prime.
Mr. President,
in the South, there have been thousands of racially motivated murders.
We need your help,
Dr. King. This thing's just going to have to wait.
It cannot wait.
You got one big issue, I got 101.
Summer it is.
We'll not tolerate agitators attempting to orchestrate a disturbance in this state.
It is unacceptable that they use their power to keep us voiceless. Those that have gone before us say no more.
Okay, here's the deal. As we move into Oscar season, with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s observed birthday just around the corner, Selma is poised for buzz, and it's the movie to watch in the awards race this year. Telling the story of King's civil rights battle in Selma, Alabama, the film works as a limited biopic that chronicles the way the movement got national attention rather than focusing on the standard biographical elements. Deliberately and expertly directed, Selma takes its time and presents itself the way Dr. King did, with poise and respect. It's not aggressive, but it also refuses to pull its punches. Sadly relevant to many issues still facing America today, Selma is a stark reminder that there are still plenty of injustices in the world that we'd like to think had gone away 50 years ago. Selma gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.